Have you read the latest Sue Grafton yet? Well, you're in luck. V is for Vengeance comes out in paperback this month. It's the 22nd installment in her alphabetical series of detective novels, which have been published in over 24 languages around the world and seem to have taken up permanent residence on the bestseller list. They're built around a female private detective, and for those who haven't yet met Grafton's detective Kinsey Millhone, V is for Vengeance provides an introduction.
For those of you just making my acquaintance, my name is Kinsey Millhone. I'm a licensed private detective in Santa Teresa, California, doing business as Millhone Investigations. In the main, I deal with bread-and-butter jobs, background checks, skip tracing, insurance fraud, process serving, and witness location, with the occasional rancorous divorce thrown in for laughs. Given my occupation, I'm no stranger to crime, and I'm seldom surprised by the dark side of human nature, my own included.
Author Sue Grafton reading the words of her character, Detective Kinsey Millhone. We spoke to her when the book was first published and asked her, isn't that like Clark Kent reading the words of Superman, since Kinsey Millhone is a version of Sue Grafton that she might have been?
What I usually say is that she and I are identical unless you don't like her, and I disavow any connection whatsoever. Sure. She is my alter ego, younger, thinner, and braver, of course, but I get to live a whole separate life through her. Since she can only know what I know, I do all manner of research. I go into jails and morgues, and I talk to attorneys and police officers, and it's just a great adventure from my perspective.
She's also single. You're a family person?
Well, she's been married and divorced twice, as have I. However, I'm married for the third time and have been for 33 years.
Okay.
I'm much more domestic than she is. I did jog for 25 years until my feet started breaking down. So now I walk 3 to 5 miles a day, 5 days a week. She still gets to eat the junk food, and I'm so darn jealous.
But do you cut your hair with nail scissors?
Yes, I do.
You do?
You know, in between cuts, you look down, there's that little hair sticking out. What else are you going to do but haul out your nail scissors and give it a little whack?
She has a set of tools for breaking into offices,
you know,
an ambivalent relationship with police. Is that just playing there, or is that what you found in your research?
Well, part of that is a duality, I suspect, in everyone's nature. We all walk a thin line, and much of what I'm doing with these books is looking at the issue of why do certain people cross the line? Why do certain people try to solve a conflict or resolve a problem with a butcher knife? My working theory is that all of us have a bit of the larcenist in us, and we all have those homicidal rages from time to time. We tend to control ourselves, but there are people who don't, and that's what interests me.
Yeah. And V is for Vengeance explores quite a bit of just that, vengeance, but you meet people with gambling addictions, a shoplifting ring, long-held family secrets, including murder. So all these different storylines going on. How do you write? Do you have index cards that you stick to the wall?
I do. Well, I don't stick them to the wall, but Kinsey, when she's working a case, will write everything she knows on a series of index cards, and then she'll lay them out like a hand of solitaire, or she'll shuffle them and just see if a renewed order gives her an insight into the facts. But I personally keep a number of journals for each novel that I write. Currently, my journals for W, which has no title yet, I have about 400 single-spaced pages of notes. I do this because I'm very slow and often I'm quite stupid. And so what I do is write down every thought that occurs to me and then let the book take place on the page in front of me.
So do you refer back to your journals to make sure, okay, did I have Kinsey follow a shoplifter once before? You know, is that to keep him straight?
Well, I keep charts for that. I know the gender of every killer, the gender of every victim, the motive for the crime, and the nature of the climax for each book. I don't want readers to say, oh man, here comes the car chase, you know, because writers, you don't mean to repeat yourself, but patterns become comfortable. So my charts keep me honest. I go back to the early journals for courage because often I have writer's block and often I'm anxious or stressed out. So I go back to a journal for G.S. for Gumshoe, and I go, oh my goodness, I was just as afraid then. I was just as buffaloed.
As you said, you're working on W now, and so yes. What do you do? Does she just live with you? Is she in your dreams? What? How do you?
Yes, especially when I get into a book, often I call it my shadow. Our shadow self is that intuition, the voice that tells you, reminds you of things. Like Shadow reminded me that I had the copy of V's for Vengeance in the backseat of my car, and I needed to bring it with me. And so I'm always saying, thank you, Shadow. And Shadow also is our dark side. It's all the pieces of ourselves we don't want to look at. When you write about murder and crime, I am always calling on my dark side. So it's highly developed, I must tell you.
Well, it's like you're going around with an evil Tinkerbell.
Exactly. My evil twin.
Well, but, I mean, how, it's just so odd. So how many years with this one character?
It took me 5 years to write A.S. for Alibi, which came out in May of 1982. So that's 25, 28 years. And that's another reason my charts and my journals are so helpful to me, because I am trying not to repeat myself. When I began this adventure, I believed in my heart of hearts that there were 26 stories you could tell about murder and crime. And so far, so good.
Well, but you're working on W, which means you only have four left and one's 400 pages
in. That's right.
What do you do then?
Usually I say I'm going to party, honey. I'm going to cross this country in a bus, you know, and we're just going to kick up our heels. Sometimes I say I'm going to take a nice long nap.
But really, are you going to stop?
I will probably keep writing about Kinsey Millhone. I will never do linking titles again, because that's been both a joy and a curse. I cannot fall short. I must complete the alphabet, which going to keep me alive for another 8 to 10 years for sure. Now, I am going to live to 108, so I've got time to write a couple more series in there.
Yeah, but how do you get a scary detective novel out of X is for Xylophone?
I know, that's a good, that has to be xenophobe or xenophobia, which is a hatred of foreigners.
Oh,
yeah,
so
you know,
some,
sounds right to me.
Yeah, some terrorism or something. And what do you read?
My all-time favorite is Elmore Leonard, who wrote Get Shorty and Be Cool and 52 Pickup and a host of fabulous, fabulous books about low-life criminals in Miami and Detroit. I love Michael Connelly, who writes about the LAPD. Harlan Coben, if I need a giggle. Sometimes I have a hard time with crime writers, because if they're doing puzzle mysteries, I can see what they're up to. I read with X-ray vision. It's like, oh, please, don't pull that on me. I can see where you're going, you know.
Sue Grafton, her latest book is V is for Vengeance. It's the 22nd in her series of books featuring Private Eye Kinsey Millhone. Sue Grafton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We spoke with Sue Grafton last November. V is for Vengeance is out in paperback this month. The W installment isn't due for a while, but if you're desperate for even more Kinsey Millhone, Sue Grafton is publishing a book of short stories, Kinsey and Me, in early January. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.